Back to our nation's capital now, where the House is getting ready to vote on a continuing resolution. And I would say that this is something that has surprisingly become controversial, but it seems like things becoming controversial in Washington is no longer a surprise. This House bill would keep the government funded through November 18th, but it includes funding for FEMA. That's not the controversial part. The Democrats are actually upset over a provision in the Republican bill to offset the cost for FEMA, $1 billion in funding, with the cuts to the Energy Department. We're joined now by Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Really, Todd? I mean, it doesn't seem like that long since we were talking about a government shutdown before, and we're here again?
I'd hate to say it, Celeste, but the possibility of a government shutdown on September 30th has become all too real. I don't know if they're going to shut down, but the House and the Senate, the Republicans and the Democrats, are getting pretty far apart on this issue, and everyone's digging in. Now, listen to two people from yesterday. The first person you're going to hear is Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, and then the Majority Leader Harry Reid, both responding to questions from those of us in the press yesterday about whether or not there's going to be a resolution to this FEMA funding issue in the continuing resolution. Listen to these guys.
There won't be a government shutdown. The Congress always responds appropriately to disasters. We're having a discussion about the appropriate way to do that, and I'm confident it'll be resolved.
I'm not as certain as McConnell, because we're not going to cave in on this, because it's a matter of principle. Not only do they give us inadequate funding, but to rub salt in the wound, they take a program that creates jobs.
And they're talking about the Energy Department's Advanced Technology Vehicles Manufacturing Loan Program. Why do the Republicans want to cut funds for this?
Republicans want to offset some of the cost of increasing funds for FEMA because of Hurricane Irene, tornadoes in Joplin, Missouri, other disasters, the recent earthquake, which affected Virginia and other places on the East Coast. Now, there is this program that you mentioned, Celeste, which helps auto manufacturers kind of refit their plants to build more fuel-efficient cars. It's a program that was a favorite of Nancy Pelosi's, and they want to offset the cost of FEMA funds. But it's not just this issue of the offset. And by the way, traditionally, Congress doesn't bother trying to pay for disaster aid up front. They pay for disasters, and they worry about how to pay for it later. They say, the house is on fire, you don't worry about paying for it, you put the fire out, worry about the cost later. However, it's not just this offset issue. The House and Senate are really far apart on the amount of money. The House only wants to approve $1 billion now and then budget for $2.5 billion later. The Senate, on the other hand, has already passed a bill worth $7 billion. They're really far apart, double the money, in fact, more than double the money that 10 Republicans in the Senate voted for. So it's not just the offset, it's the funding level. And you heard Harry Reid there. He has a way of doing this, but he said, we're digging in, we're not caving in. I'm not so sure.
All right. So yet again, we're talking government shutdowns with Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
My pleasure.
That House vote is on a continuing resolution. It actually funds the government through November 18th. At issue is this $1 billion in funding for FEMA.